Talk to us a little bit about Virginia's mindset going into this road trip down to Miami on Saturday, 12 noon kickoff.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to ask me about Navy tomorrow night. The football team, to me, fundamentals are killing them as much as anything. They can't protect the passer. They can't rush the passer. They can't get coverages straight. They blow a lot of coverages and give up a lot of big plays. They can't run block. I mean, all those things are pretty much fundamentally based. It's not like it's because the scheme is super complicated or because they're trying 85 trick plays or anything like that. They can't execute the basics of what they're trying to do.
Well, at least it's still early in the season. Oh, whoops, that's not true.
Yeah, Hubba got a hold of the sauce a little early tonight. Sorry for that. Chris, quarterback today, Mike London, said that David Watford was still his starter, but he sounded like he was hedging a little bit on the number of reps that maybe Grayson Lambert is getting this week, and how much play time will Grayson get, in your opinion?
You know, I said before the season started, the coaches had to make a decision on which quarterback they thought would work better with a inconsistent offensive line. We knew the offensive line was going to be inconsistent. So their choices were a running quarterback that could threaten the defense with his legs or a big, tall quarterback that could threaten defenses with his release.
Yep.
And that's Grayson Lambert. So we've gone through 10 games, and we've seen the running quarterback doesn't threaten defenses enough with his legs to 100% stick with it in what is a lost season. So to me, I think you have to get Grayson Lambert in there, and I think you have to get him in there with the first string to see what you've got. Because if he happens to click, it may solve the quarterback conundrum that has been ongoing at Virginia since, 2007 or something like that?
Really, since they brought in unadvisedly Phil Sims, which was a debacle. But
you can go all the way back to Peter Lalek, in my opinion. Well, they haven't been really good at quarterback for a really long time.
Yeah, Peter Lalek was a disaster, too. All right, so it sounds like Brent Urban is going to get to play. It doesn't sound like Maurice Kennedy is going to play anymore this season. Give us your thoughts just in terms of the defense, because Miami has now lost two of their best playmakers. Is this an opportunity, and will Virginia take advantage of it?
It is certainly an opportunity, and for whatever reason, Virginia's kind of had Miami's number over the last several years. They've been really competitive in those games and won a bunch of those games against Miami, even on the road. So to get Brent Urban back is huge, particularly since we know Duke Johnson is out for Miami. Now, the backup running back's pretty solid, but he's no Duke Johnson. So a lot of things making it an opportunity for Virginia. Urban changes everything. He really does. And, you know, one player doesn't make a team, but one player sure does change how you can call a game as a defensive coordinator. So I think Urban back, even if it's limited, will help the defense a lot.
All right, let's switch and pivot to soccer. We've got 2 minutes. Big weekend for women's soccer and men's soccer. The women play a game on Friday, and then should they win and they are favored, then they would play on Sunday. The men got a bye through the first round and will play the winner of Delaware St. John's. How about that? So what do you think about the big push for soccer this weekend?
Yeah, no, great home weekend for soccer, hoping for a doubleheader on Sunday. You know, yep. The women can get the job done on Friday. So, you know, the women I've seen a couple of times, I tell you what, they're impressive. They are very relentless. And so if you like to just watch kids play hard and really get after it the whole game long, the women's soccer team fits the bill there. The men's soccer team, you know, looked a little bit shaky early this year, but over the last 10 to 12 games, they've been right there. You know, the only games they've lost have been, you know, one goal game, shootouts, that kind of thing.
They beat the number one team in the nation.
Plus, so, they won right there a few weeks ago. So, yeah, Chris, soccer's doing really well. That's something to watch.
Chris, since you were geared up, give us 10 seconds on the Navy game tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, looking for the offense to get in sync. And if they do that, this team could be really, really good over the long haul as the offense kind of works itself out.
Yeah, particularly if they can learn how to make some shots. It's always helpful. Yeah,
that would help.
All right, Chris Wright, the editor of the Sabre, joining us tonight. Chris, we're glad you got in for the last couple of minutes here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll bring you back later. Thank you so much. All right, so final thoughts, Hobo. Tomorrow night, Wahoos play Navy, and then they got Liberty on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
It's a take care of business week and get the chemistry, continue to work on the player rotation, and just continue to get better on the offensive end.
All right, so we're going to take off. Remember, the show will be replayed Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
And Wally Walker next week.
Go Wahoos.